That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Good!
Go on, Carlos.
You're listening to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Hey everybody, remember to put a condom on your computer.
Feed the Terrible Australian.
That dude sounds like Charles Bronson!
And Professor Batch.
She wants the revenge for the ones that took her bananas.
This podcast contains explicit language.
No, he said it all love, so that way when he, you know...
Yes. Allegedly.
Adult themes.
It just wants to go down.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com and you can show your support and get exclusive content at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
My son just escaped from his school.
I got molested in a little boy's room. Hands off my treasure, Bosun Moon.
G'day everyone, this is B. Jabine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 94 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And with me, as always, are my very awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one, the only, the cat ear wearing super duper person herself, Super Marcy. Hello Marcy, how are you?
Hello, hello. Yes, I am wearing my patented cat ears. Hello,
indeed,
I'm doing
indeed.
Well. I'm still a little bit sick, but I'm on the mend.
I thought even after our last episode, Ghost Card Doer probably would have made you even more sick, Marcy, so that's why I just assumed.
I think it did, actually.
It gave you the worst of it, and then you started feeling a little bit better after that.
No, I think I just got worse, actually.
That is the power of that movie. But also,
I'll never recover from it.
I don't think any of us ever will. That's for sure. But also joining us is our other co-host. He is our Canadian brother from another mother, and that, of course, is Professor Science Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you?
We're still doing the show after this week. I'm good. Hey, yeah. Another 2B Tuesday, good to be here. So after that, whatever the hell Ghost Can't Do It, I'm still sorry.
I think we should ban you from the podcast now, Batch, after that whole movie, because you guys always threaten me every time it's my pick.
Yes.
So I think it's only fair that that we do the same for you, Batch.
I had to turn heel in 2023, so it was only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yes, true.
Indeed. Now, before we go any further, Marzi, should we share our news or leave that for later?
You can totally announce the news.
Okay, so thumbs up on that. Okay, we'll cut all this out.
No, we're not. We don't edit on this podcast. You got to remember that.
Okay, that's fair enough. So, basically, Marzi and I have very big news that we're sharing publicly on this very podcast. Well, it will probably already be known about by the time this episode drops, but we're letting everybody know for this show. So recently, Marcy and I were awarded the very first Jim Murphy Broadcast Award by the Australian Film Critics Association for an episode of the Ozboy cast, which was episode 8 just last night. So
nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. So, that's right. Marcy and I are now official award-winning podcasters. So, so we deserve respect, people. We deserve respect. And
yes.
Bow down towards us.
And we are planning on winning the Razzie equivalent of podcast awards for 2B Tuesdays.
I'll win that for you guys for sure.
Yes.
Exactly.
With last week's episode, it's a shoo-in.
Indeed, because the awards, we actually submitted that the episode of our other show, the Ozboy cast, for it. See what happens, and that was the episode that won the award for us. However, though, I have a feeling if we sent it an episode of this show, it might have been a completely different story, but I digress. Not unless... if not, it'll win all the awards next year. But that being said, though, I have a feeling this episode probably won't be that one we'll submit next year. because it's my pick once again.
Oh, God. I'm not scared.
You should be afraid. So, up to last week's movie, which of course was your pick, Batch, Ghosts Can't Do It. I had a real big think because, you know what? I need something that's probably going to top that movie. And I even said this before we started recording. This movie will either be one of the best ones we've done this year or one of the worst, because it also does share with a lot of similarities with Ghosts Can't Do It. And that, of course, is the 2018 film Between Worlds, starring my man and the man that's on my jumper right about now, Nicolas Cage.
I'm fucking terrified right now. I'm just putting that out there.
Indeed, indeed. Because we haven't done a Nicolas Cage film on the show since the epic that was Zandali. So
that's a hard one to top, I'm just saying.
Indeed, indeed. But I have a feeling like this movie could top it, maybe, possibly, I don't know. We don't know how my picks are going to go, because it could go either way. So I guess we'll have to go in and find out. But, so let's do this. Marcy Batch, are you ready to go off-world with Between Worlds with Nicolas Cage?
No.
I'm always ready for Mansoor Cage.
But before we do, I forgot to say this just before. What you need to do is look up the film Between Worlds on Tubi. I know it is playing in some parts of the world on Tubi, but if it isn't in your part of the world, stay tuned to the very end of this episode to hear our awesome sponsor, Surfshark, to find a way to be able to bypass that. But I digress. So yeah, we'll be starting the film Between Worlds from the very beginning. Once I count down from five, and then I say go, and then that way we'll... And that once I do, that's when you play the movie, and then that our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure, though, even if you're not interested in watching Between Worlds, I'm sure the episode on its own will still be a fun listen to regardless. However, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion, so whenever an ad does pop up, we'll shout out ad, and that way you can pause the film, and we'll give a timestamp. And once the ads are finished, we'll let you know, and then you can continue the movie from where we had that timestamp from. So, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
As you can see, I am utterly fucking terrified.
As you should be.
I am not gonna lie. I didn't look up too much about what it was about or anything. I just saw a couple of things and I'm like, what the fuck are we in for right now?
Oh, believe me, the plot summary for this movie is only just the tip of the iceberg of the insanity of this film. So,
God, why, Bede, why?
I'm going to rise up out of this chair in a second.
And speaking of icebergs, there's some right now.
What is going on?
We're underneath
is
the
opening.
Ice.
Why?
Yes,
wait, Run Lola Run is in this?
Yes.
Is this the frozen is this the frozen lake next to the ranch from Ghosts Can't Do It?
Yes.
Yes. See, is our first connection.
They're connected already.
Exactly.
What is going on?
You're going to find out very soon that the director of this movie, Lish Hurst, from Titanic 666.
Oh, yeah. Another connection.
So we already have... That you say, Batch.
That makes her a nominee for Lifetime Achievement, doesn't it? Because that's two movies.
Oh, yeah, the Tubi Achievement Award. So that makes her an automatic... Since she's now been in more than one Tubi film this year, that automatically puts her in the running for that award.
It does. She is... Wait, how did they get a legend to score this movie?
Yes, Angelo Badalamenti? Is that how you pronounce his last name? Marzia, because I...
Angelo Babadibidi.
Babadibidi, yes.
Who, of course, is, you know, has scored many of David Lynch's films. Mm. And you're going to find out very soon that the director of this movie very much is very enamored with David Lynch.
Okay. Is this person dead under the ice, or...
Yes.
Is this how the film has chosen to open?
Yes. How it's all connected to the rest of the film, you'll have to stay tuned and find out.
I don't know if I want to, mate. Look, I know it's a Nicolas Cage film, but even I have some limits, all right?
Yes. Oh, what? She's awake.
Wait, there's different people under the water. What the fuck is this bead? Is it too... like?
Well, I was here to either bring the heat for this episode, and we're about to see what happens from here.
Mm.
Have you watched this movie?
Yeah, and now, I have seen this movie twice now. I've seen it in my own time, but also I did it as an entry for my old column, Bad Movie Tweetathon. And it's Nicolas Cage. With his many... he's obviously got the...
he's the got Infinity like 50 stone. Rings on. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the Infinity Stones on his hands. Look at how many rings he has.
Is he meant to be like a redneck trucker?
He's the Mandarin. Yes. Those are the Mandarins.
Yes. Hey, everyone, it's me, Nicolas Cage. I'm a trucker who somehow has about 20, 40 different rings on my fingers.
It's because I'm actually the Mandarin and also Thanos in one.
I was just impressed he popped like 5 gas station dick pills there.
I mean, look at his face, wouldn't you?
I would be surprised if that's...
What the fuck is this?
That is a shot in this movie. Somebody's shot.
That is not booty fair.
Definitely not.
That's butt crack unfair.
I haven't seen a massive bit of butt crack like that on this show since Double Trouble.
I love the placement of the fucking Twinkies there.
Yes.
Just all placement galore.
Well, I'm just going to eat a Twinkie right here because I'm Nicolas Cage. And also get me that Pepsi too.
Yes.
Oh yeah, but don't mind me. I'm looking for going through the magazines to find the next script for my film. I have 10 more to shoot after this.
Yeah, it was in a magazine, the script for this movie.
Yes.
Which they found in a dilapidated toilet.
Oh.
Why is someone getting strangled? Really? I thought that's all they did down south.
Ow. But I'm dish.
What the fuck is this? Bede, why are we watching this?
You know, we can't stop it now, because once we start a movie, it can never stop.
No.
I can walk away, though.
Well, you probably could. You could probably do a silent protest.
Hmm. But then this episode would be nearly as entertaining without me.
Well, that is true. I don't think any episode would be as entertaining without us on it.
So she gets strangled in a toilet, then she's like, you're ruining it, I've got to go to my daughter in a coma.
I don't know if you guys read the synopsis for this film, but you understand why Franka Potente is doing this, because she is able, and I'm just basically there to spoil this right now.
Yeah.
She is somebody who can astral project herself out of her body, but the only way she's able to do it is somebody's choking her.
That's an interesting kink to have.
Indeed.
What was that?
That was a choice.
Oops, they're dead.
Is she dead too? And this
is why you should... Yeah, what the hell does that have to do being strangled? Okay, what the hell does that have to do being strangled?
Well, her daughter's in a coma, and she thinks, like, her spirit is leaving her body, so she's going to go find her and bring her back to her body while astro-projecting herself.
Why?
Reasons? I'm pretty sure there are easier ways to astral project yourself out of your body than being choked, but I don't know. Maybe it's a kink. I don't know.
I feel like it totally is.
And we do not kink shame on the show.
Nicolas Cage just distracted by the siren. He just took himself out of the scene.
He really did. I thought this was her truck. Why is Cage driving it?
Yeah, she basically was like, oh, I need you to give me a lift. All right, I'll give you a lift. I apologize.
I thought she was going to drive. I'm, like, confused, man.
Do I look like a clown to you? Oh, wait, that's a wrong movie.
I reckon that is a wrong movie, Bede.
I'll say this, though. Nicolas Cage, it looks like he just woke up out of bed like an hour before and just started shooting this movie.
Yeah. I reckon so.
I'm digging the Terry Bogard mullet ball cap look.
I would be surprised if it actually is just hair just attached to the hat. It would make so much sense.
My face says it all.
He's rocking the Wayne Campbell.
Yes. Duh.
So is that meant to be like his wife and kid under the ice?
Yes.
So they're dead?
Yeah, his wife and daughter died in that scene we saw earlier under the ice. Mm. And now he's like feeling the guilt from all that.
Well, we shouldn't have sent them on Titanic 666, mate.
Oh my gosh, did we find another connection for this movie?
Mm-hmm.
They were on the Titanic. Titanic 3, I should say. And they died submerged under ice.
Mm-hmm.
See, this could be
a really weird beginning setup to a film, and no way these two characters in any normal, even not abnormal situation, would be in that car together.
Exactly. Well, just in this whole movie entirely.
Only an hour and 20 minutes to go. What are we in for?
Here's the thing, though. At the end of this episode, you guys will either love me or you'll hate me. It's going to be one or the other, but I have a feeling it's probably going to be the
latter. So far, I'm hating you right now.
Oh.
I love you, buddy.
No. Oh. Well, we're only 10 minutes in, but so if you guys want to cancel this movie right now, we can do that. I don't feel bad.
I don't know. I'm assuming things are actually going to happen.
Oh, it just gets crazier. Like, really crazy.
I'm curious to see where this goes.
Yes.
Freddy is not impressed, by the way.
No. Hello, Freddy. He can hear me.
Through my headphones.
I've got chicken tenders and a bong to my right, so I'm prepared for this movie.
Batch is prepared.
Hey, how are you, Bubba? No, you can't join the podcast, honey. Oh my god.
Freddy needs his own little, headset.
Oh my god. He needs to sit on my lap, apparently, and this just makes it harder to podcast.
Indeed.
Hello, buddy. What's up? Yeah, thanks for the kissies.
And now for a segment we haven't done in a while, what's Batch smoking?
Yeah.
Indeed, what are you smoking this week, Batch?
Smoking a new strain from One Plant, Gas Mask. It's our second strain. So it's a hybrid leading kind of indica, but it hits me more like a sativa. 32%, really, really nice. Keeps me nice.
Like it.
So I'm not nodding off like the last third of this movie, like I kind of want to.
Hi, Fred.
Why would
Blake? Oh my god, is he gonna choke her to save the daughter?
Yes.
Does Nick Cage Why choke is this a fucking movie?
What is this shit, Bede?
Mind you, this movie was written and directed by a woman. So she definitely has some kind of... I'm not gonna make any assumptions about the director, but maybe someone has a choking fetish. I do not know. Whoa!
What was that?
That was a slam cut to back when he was with his wife and they were, like, doing the cage.
But why?
Mm-hmm.
Bean, I think you guys, both you guys are just banned from picks from now on.
Marcy gets to pick every week for now.
Yeah, it's just my picks now.
No, that just means you have to pick an even more fucked up ghost movie next week.
Yes. I think that's only fair.
Jesus! But... Sorry. He's fucking trying to jump on my lap while I'm knocking everything over.
Once again, we don't edit shit from any of our episodes.
Nope. No, we don't. You hear me getting the shits of the dog.
Here, you want some coffee? Yeah, sure. Okay, well, both of these are for me. Sorry.
I'm double-fisted.
Ew. Ew.
I have one. Ezra, black, I have one coffee black, one coffee with cream. Just for variety.
Just for variety.
Just like my acting roles.
I feel like the theme of my life right now is just disaster or train wreck. Like, did my stream last night. My microphone decided to stop working. Whoa. My game didn't want to connect online. All these stupid things kept happening. And now, just disaster on the podcast. And I'm just talking about the movie.
And it's Freddy.
And also Freddy, but that's to be expected.
No, well, that's okay, Marcy.
Craven keeps threatening me if I won't let him do Everybody Loves Craven podcast, just to let him take over our Twitch. And I might let him.
Do it.
I'd be scared of that. I'd be scared if Craven hosted the podcast. Who knows what strangeness would happen? It'd be stranger than anything that's happening on this movie so far.
I give him 6 minutes before we get a terms of service, strike.
Imagine if Louise had her own Twitch channel.
She should. Louise.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser? Hello, everybody. Oh, I'm here.
That's not what I wanted to do.
So everyone.
That's not what I wanted.
So, Louise, we're going to pitch you on a new project.
Okay, tell me about it, honey.
Marcy and I think you should get your own Twitch channel.
Oh, honey, I've already got one. Oh. You don't know about it, but I do have one. Now, I know everybody has their own different types of things, what they do with a Twitch channel. Like, they like to play video games, or watch movies, or listen to music. I have one that's even better, because I go online for at least 5 hours and just roll around with my rotary phone. So it's just me clicking all the numbers, and then it's like doing that over and over.
One's
and
in the chat.
Over again.
One's in the chat. Two's in the chat.
Exactly. Yes. I count out every person that's in there. So I got 6 people in the chat, so I keep ringing the 6. And then eventually
this
goes up to
be
7.
A thing. This needs to be a physical thing.
So I keep doing that on my rotary phone. And then once I get to the lucky 100, I start taking a call. And it's amazing. And for some reason, people want me to also ring my rotary phone with my toes. I don't know why, but these are sickos I can get behind. But that's just me. Now,
that's just you, mate.
You can find me at my Twitch channel at Pumpkin Pie Hottie Twitch. And believe me, it's one that you don't want to do because on Thursdays, I sit there slowly eating a pumpkin pie.
Marcy,
and then on Wednesdays,
make that account right now.
And then I also drink red wine very seductively and slowly. I've been banned at least 10 times already because I've taken it way too far for Twitch.
That's not a surprise, let's be real.
And speaking of which, I'm going to go off to do my next Twitch show in a second because I got my boys Terry and Todd are going to join me. And we're going to be talking about how much I love my baby boy Todd and Terry being upset. But that's beside the point. Anyways, I'll see you all later. Bye.
That was weird and unusual, but I'm here for it.
This needs to happen. We need to make this happen.
We have to make this happen. We really do.
That will go
viral.
Exactly. That's going to go viral.
Yeah. Okay, so back to the movie. The daughter's alive?
Okay.
Yes, she's awake. They were able to get her soul back into her body.
She looks the same age as the mum?
I know, right?
Are they in like a sister wife kind of situation or something?
Maybe. But also, is Nicolas Cage playing like a dressed down Joe Exotic in this movie?
I don't know.
He's a Jim Exotic.
Jim Exotic.
He's Nick Exotic.
And Nick also Exotic. His hat. Also, his hat, I'm pretty sure it says Funky Does he Like live? A Wolf.
Does he live in a little, like, little shack thing? Oh, no, that's her. What?
They're going to her house.
In that little shack?
See, look. What is it? Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
That was a cuddle.
Yeah, let's go inside.
What are these flashes? Like, can you explain that to me?
I think this is what he imagines what's going to happen next if he goes inside for coffee.
So why was he imagining him fucking his wife before when she's dead?
Oh, well,
he misses her? I don't know.
He misses her.
I'm very confused.
He hasn't been laid in ages.
I mean, dressing like that, I can see why.
He's a trucker. He's been laid.
Yeah, he picks up a different prostitute in every town. What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. I was afraid. I dreamt I was in a movie called Between Worlds. Oh, wait, I'm still in it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Go back.
He's seen a lot Lizard 2 and not just the Geico Kaiju minions.
What is it with... there's a term for it if you put alcohol in your coffee in the morning. What is it called?
Alcoholism.
Yes.
An Irish coffee.
Yes.
Yes, that's it. An Irish coffee. Ah, hoity-toity.
I wish I had one right now. But I don't like coffee.
Or alcohol.
No, I don't drink coffee or tea. I don't like the taste.
Crazy.
I know. That's why I do a shitload of drugs now.
All right.
Yay.
I'm pretty sure it's either his hat says funky like a wolf or turkey like a wolf. I have no idea what it says.
I was trying to work it out, but I thought it said turkey.
Or is it junkier?
Turkey and the wolf.
That's right. Turkey
coming
and
next
the wolf.
Week. Coming next week to Tubi.
Turkey and the wolf. Man, I need a shower. I've been on the road for 3 days and I smell like a trucker. Oh, wait,
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, definitely is a kink. She wants to fuck him.
Indeed.
Nicolas Cage and Steven Seagal in Turkey and the Wolf.
Turkey and the Wolf. Is that the prequel or the sequel?
Seagal is the turkey because he just sits there like a slow-cooked turkey because he's ordering 20,000 pizzas.
Now, hold on, babe. I'm going to do a Zandali on you.
I mean, booby fair. Wait, so does he have visions of the future? What the fuck is this movie?
I don't know, but they're just doing it right now. On the couch. Oh! Reference to
Jurassic
Park.
It goes that Irish coffee.
Yeah, the alcohol spilt out of it.
And somehow this is a slightly more watchable sex scene than whatever the fuck we watched last week.
He smashed the lamp! Sorry, go ahead, Matt. I apologize.
Motion to add a new category for the Tubi Awards this year. I think it's time we add best sex scene.
Yes.
Ooh. I think we might have to do that. Best worst
Showgirls should have won last year.
Best worst.
It'll be the Nomi Malone, Kyle MacLachlan Award for best worst sex scene in a movie.
Yes, based be in their honor.
So not nominated.
Mm. Yeah. Also, he smashed that lamp during
and
that raw dogging, and it's fine in the next scene.
Oh, it's raw dogging is a term I did not want to hear you say ever.
Raw dogging.
Raw
Are
dogging.
We sure something's happening in this movie? Because I'm still waiting for something. Oh.
Things are about to get even more crazier.
I don't trust your judgment, Bede.
Well, you should have, but that's beside the point.
Exhibit A, Hell of the Living Dead.
Yeah, but only like the middle part.
Three days later. Well, the middle part, the rest of it was stupid and funny, but the middle part just ruined it.
Well, that is true. Hence why I completely forgot about that. I completely blocked out that part of the movie.
Okay, so 3 days later, they're still hanging out. So what's going on?
They're having a relationship. They're bringing her daughter in from the hospital.
Right. Is the daughter played by the actress?
Or... Oh, no, it's not her. No. Oh, no, it's not the same actress. It's Penelope Mitchell plays the daughter in this
movie. Oh, okay, because I really couldn't tell because you can't really see her.
Yeah.
But she looks like they're the same age. It's kind of weird. It's weirding me out.
Yes.
So did he just not deliver his load that he was supposed to?
He delivered his load into Frank Patente.
Hey, there you go. Right down the middle for you.
Bat set it up and Marcy knocked it down.
This is why we are award-winning podcasters, Bede.
Yes, and by definition, so are you, Batch B, as being part of the network. So if you're part of the Super Network, you're an award winner too.
Free bird rule, baby.
Exactly, the free bird rule. We're interchangeable. Why does she want to kiss him? Ew, this is weird.
Should I spoil why she's doing what she's doing right now?
No, I need to just experience
it. Okay, you know what? I'm going to let you guys experience it because when you find out why, you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't like this already. I am just disturbed, mate.
Well, luckily, it's our subscriber pick next week. And we have a good movie lined up for that. And then, of course, your pick after that, Marcy, which is a movie I know we're all highly anticipating to do for this show.
Yeah, so we'll work out our schedule a little bit, because the episode after this will be our every couple of months we randomly pick a Patreon to pick a film, so that will be the next episode. Yes. And then depending on certain scheduling, it'll either be my pick next or my... Is it my polls or Batch's polls? I can't remember.
After like our next round of us, it'll be your poll picks, then Batch's, then me.
Yeah. So yeah, but depending on scheduling, the next week will be a Patreon pick, then either my next pick or my poll picks. We just will need to see because we're having a very special guest for my next pick.
Indeed. And next month... We're starting our double feature episodes, and I'm the first person to do it.
Yeah, so your next pick will be a double feature.
Yes, and then it'll be Batches and then you, Marcy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, look. Hey, Franka, look at me. I'm all scrubbed up.
Do you like my hair? It's about 10 birds.
I don't think he's washed his hair at least 2 months when he made this movie.
Look, I haven't washed my hair in maybe 3 days because I try to wash it. Today, after we finish recording, I'll be doing a wash and probably be less purple. But, you know, it's a rule. Wash it at least twice a week when you have longer hair. But his looks like he hasn't washed it for like 20,000 years and I don't like it.
His unwashed hair is almost as old as Anthony Quinn in Ghost Can't Do It.
It was almost as old as Anthony Quinn was when apparently he married the Bo Derek character when she was, you know, 10.
That was the greatest revelation ever on any episode.
The greatest or the most disturbing? Yes. I don't know.
I think in terms of greatest, in terms of our reactions to it.
The range of emotions.
Yes.
We went through a lot, that's for sure.
Giddy up, baby. I'm going to slap. Going to do some slapping. In a sexy way. I forgot. I'm supposed to work.
I am literally just, like, making a wicked graphic about what we're doing. So don't mind my typing.
Yes.
Hold on. You guys can talk and stuff because I don't want this episode.
Yeah, sir.
It's got, yeah.
I just got invested in Nick Cage getting reamed out and getting $20.
Yes.
That's when I get reamed out.
See, this is what happens when you basically piss off for about a few days and not going to work as a trucker.
I mean, like I said, he delivered the wrong load. He gets him so hard. Why? That's kind of rude and disturbing and gross. And weird and unusual, and I don't like it.
Nick Cage's character is basically what happened to the bad lieutenant after he was let go from the police force.
There was this woman. Her daughter was in a coma. Then I had to choke her. And then I raw dogged her.
He became psychic and shit.
And it became weird. I don't know why. It just says so in the script.
All right, I'm just going to mute my microphone so I can type without it coming through on the podcast completely.
I like how, Batch, you did a silent protest. Marcy is doing silent typing.
I'm trying to be responsible. I'll just keep going then. Whatever.
Okay. We're only making
she's
fun.
She's doing the Night Killer. She's doing the Night Killer. The rubbing
she
your breasts
is,
in the
she's
mirror.
She's doing a Night Killer. Rubbing those boobs in the mirror.
Oh my God, she is possessed by the killer from Night Killer. Or Melanie.
She's possessed by the Night Killer.
Who are these dickheads?
These are the daughter's friends. And guess what? The white dude on the left?
That's a couple 35-year-old teenagers.
Right? Hard Canadian 35s, mate.
100%.
What if I told you guys the dude on the left? That guy's name is Hopper Jack Penn, and he is the son of Sean Penn and Robin Wright.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Can we come in and see your daughter? We heard she was playing with her boobs in front of the mirror.
That'd be kind of rad if we could watch.
Because we like to watch those boobs.
Sorry. I'm trying to drum up attention for our podcast, all right?
She bought it.
Yes.
They just give her weed?
Yes.
Where's my fucking weed, assholes?
This is how you'll win any mum over. Just give them weed and they'll let you inside and see your daughter.
I mean, that's usually why people are allowed in my house. They just give me some weed and I'm like, yeah, fuck off, come in.
Here you go.
Cheers.
There you go.
Nom, nom, nom. Oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to eat it.
That's how B does his weed.
I know, right?
I do.
That's totally
actually,
how
I'm
B
not
does
even...
his weed.
All right, I'm going to say something like on the show. I was smoking some weed at home the other night.
Yeah.
And I had a very strong strain, and no joke, I had two. The weed must have been so strong, I legit had spewed up.
Oh.
That's what we call...
Welcome to the party, pal.
Yeah.
Welcome to the party. I was going to say I was a lightweight, but it was like a very strong strain.
You're very fucking lightweight, mate.
That is no joke. That happens. Sometimes you just green out.
Yeah, yeah. You can definitely.
As a professional.
Yes. Yeah, I have been told. That was what I was told. Yeah, you're greening out.
Were those boys responsible for the car crash she was in or no?
Allegedly?
No. Allegedly? Well, they were riding with the daughter because they were all on motorbikes and that's how she got into
it. Oh, right. Okay.
Mm.
How are we 30 minutes in and nothing's fucking happened except for two choking sessions and a fuck fest?
And a hashtag raw dog.
And a hashtag raw dog.
Oh, don't worry. It'll be worth it once the insanity actually hits.
I'm waiting. This is my non-existent watch. I'm tapping it.
Oh yeah, Franka, does my hair look like Tommy Wiseau's in this scene?
Can we talk about whatever the fuck is going on with the room right now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Are we all going to get to see that? Because I need to see this.
Yes, we will. It will be feature length from what I've read, and apparently people are wondering, like, why is this happening? Why is Bob Odenkirk playing Johnny? But apparently the reason they're doing it, it's for charity.
Yeah, it's for charity, but will we all actually get to see it, or will it be something where part of the fundraising is you donate $10 to watch it, or...
Maybe, I guess. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Because I'm very excited to see a serious take on The Room with Bob Odenkirk as Tommy Wiseau's character of Johnny.
Yes. I think we may have... If it's on Tubi, we'll do it for the show.
Is it going to be like the Gus Van Sant Psycho or whatever that was, where it's shot-for-shot remake?
I guess, because they're shooting it entirely in front of green screens, which I, based on one of the shots I saw, it's the exact same roof scene as from the movie.
It's pretty much how they did it in The Room anyway, with green screens.
Essentially.
So, but the catch is, Bob Odenkirk is playing the character 100% serious.
Yes. Oh, got some music going on here.
So does Seth Rogen get to make a sequel to his movie about the documentary about making The Room? Or was... No, it's James Franco that made that, right?
Yes.
Seth Rogen was in it.
Yes. Okay. So yes. James Franco gets to make a sequel. That's a better term.
Hey, baby, I got kicked off my last movie. I'm moving in.
And I lost my job.
What is this song that's playing right now? It's like a boop. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop,
sorry, I got the coughs and I had to sort that out quickly. I don't know what the fuck is happening. They've known each other for 2 days.
And they moved it. And he's moved it.
We're going to dance a little, then I'm going to choke you a little. And
going to raw dog you a little. So there's something going on with the daughter, and I don't like it.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Yeah, there's something going on with the daughter.
I don't like it.
Ah, so one of the guys is a dope dealer.
Mmm.
That's why he had the dope for the bub.
Mm-hmm.
Also, how is Franka Potente and the daughter, mother and daughter? They look like they're sisters.
Yes. I kept saying that. They look like sisters.
That would make more sense than them being mother and daughter. You know, the funny thing is, I'm not even high in the scene. Don't mind me, I'm going to go throw up now. Mind you, he's only had two puffs.
I don't know what's going on, man. Ew.
Oh, so the daughter's been making goo-goo eyes at her, at Nicolas Cage.
Well, we noticed that.
Yes. You're going to find out very soon why.
I thought it was just to piss her off.
Maybe.
Is he actually some weird, like, thing in disguise or some shit?
He's a skinwalker.
You know there's... That laugh went on for 15 more minutes, and they just right.
Yeah, it did. This was originally a 4-hour movie,
just based on that laughing scene.
Exactly. And I'm from the south, and I'm from Germany.
I'm no, really trying, Bede.
No, I'm not.
Is Nicolas Cage like, does he have weird powers that we don't know about yet?
No, he doesn't have any powers.
Look at that physique.
That's a Ghost Rider physique. That's a Ghost Rider physique right there. I got a huge problem with my pants if you want it.
Allegedly, Bede.
I've seen movies that start this way. Oh!
I don't like this.
Why is she quoting Linda Blair from The Exorcist?
Why does she want her to quote a child in The Exorcist?
Baby, I got a crucifix for you.
Why is she watching this?
She likes to watch
it. How do they not know that she's there?
Why are we watching this?
I don't know. Why are we Bede?
This is now good, the powers.
This is a good old-fashioned Bede movie.
The power's been shifted back to me. Batch had a taste of my power. Now it's coming back to me.
Do you want me to do a revenge pick? Because I can change our scheduling big time.
No, you're the only sensible one of the bungus, Marcy. Marcy, Batch and I are immature idiots. So,
see, Bede, you were working the straight and narrow. You were doing good picks, and I just put a little bit of an earwig in your head, and then now you've relapsed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to be fair,
I
had this on my radar. I had this film on my radar to do a while ago. I think even last year I had it as a potential last year, but Tubi kept taking it off.
And it's come back on for some reason. Thanks, Tubi.
Yes. To the detriment of Marcy and Batch.
It's so rude.
Wee bit nipply in there.
A little bit nipply. Rude. Nipply fair? Nipply fair.
Nippy fair?
Nippy fair.
Oh my gosh.
Is she a witch? Is she a demon? What the fuck is this?
Nope.
Is she possessed by Pazuzu?
She's possessed by the Night Killer.
Is she possessed by his dead wife?
I'm not going to confirm.
She totally fucking is. That's why he saw the fucking thing in the strangulation.
Yes. You guessed it, Matt. It's not the daughter's soul that's back in her body. It's his dead wife's soul that's in her body now.
So, does the dead wife, the soul of the dead wife, actually understand what's happened?
I just know she knows she's back, and she knows that Nick Cage is like shacking up with this lady.
And she's wondering why she's in a different body and all this shit.
Yes. And also, she doesn't like...
Is the daughter's soul lost in limbo, or...?
It's trapped in the astral plane of limbo, yes.
Okay, so like under the ice.
Yes.
That's the metaphor for it.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
I'm guessing he's going to have to choose if he wants to have his wife in the girl's body and live that way, or if he gives it back to the daughter for the lady to have a daughter.
Indeed.
I love how he just washed his perfectly clean hands.
And not every... Awesome!
Oh, booty fair.
Booty fair. This is a bit rude. So that's why she's looking at herself in the mirror like Melanie.
Melanie. Pretty much any... That's what we're pretty much going to...
Are you all right there?
You guys missed one of the greatest lines. Somebody wrote this in a script, and Nick Cage delivered it with 110% like commitment. Franco Potente just asks him, "Oh, do you want a beer?" And Nicolas Cage just goes, "Does the tin man have a cock?"
You stuffed it up.
Does the tin man have a sheet that's I forgot the line. A metal... Oh, okay. Does the tin man have a metal sheet for a cock? What's up like that?
Wow.
Real dialogue.
Wow. Wow.
So, daughter, see all those animals on the TV? That's what I'm going to do to your mom later.
Oh, no. She's going to put her hand on his dick. Why wouldn't she tell him who she is?
She wants to fuck with him a little bit.
Why would he just let that happen? Bede, what the fuck are you making us watch? This is gross.
I just loved your reaction just then, Batch. You were like...
I got 10 different jokes I can make right now. I'm not too sure which one.
Go with all of them, Matt. You know you want to say all of them.
I can't even anymore.
This movie has the plot of 75% of movies on Pornhub.
Yes.
You're not If I wanted to watch that... Oh, hold on. Hold on. No. Batch?
Yep.
You have a backup, don't you?
I'm recording.
Because mine just errored me on recording.
Oh, son of a bee.
No. No.
Are you recording audio and video or just video? Oh, just audio.
Both.
Okay. Might have to get... I don't know what the fuck happened. OBS is really giving me the shits.
OBS said nope to this movie.
It's not... It's completely... I have no fucking clue what it's done.
Yeah, I use
Streamlabs. I don't think
real time.
I use Streamlabs OBS.
Yeah, Streamlabs does not work well for me.
No.
It's not even picking up the video on here.
Oh, shit.
If I go start recording, too many current... No, I'm just going to have to use yours.
Well, let's hope that mine doesn't fuck up.
Let's hope so. Anyway, sorry, guys.
Or else this would be the lost episode.
It might be the lost episode, which would be really sad. I'm sorry, everybody, that this is a train wreck, just like the film, that recording just doesn't want to work.
Oh, no, my OBS cut stopped, too.
Oh, we won't have to watch this movie anymore.
Aw, of course you guys would make one of my episodes the lost episode.
Blame my OBS. I don't know why, if I have Discord on. With my video, it doesn't want to record, so I have to record, press record before I turn my video on a Discord call. Now, for some reason, but this just gave me a fucking error, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I need to update the piece of shit. Guys, this is a train wreck of a podcast, but we'll deal with it.
Don't worry,
we ain't editing shit. We're leaving it
exactly.
And
I mean, it wouldn't be the To Be Tuesdays podcast if people didn't tune in to hear how much it could be of a trade wreck it can be sometimes.
Yeah, I'm glad Batch is doing the backup, seriously. We'd be fucked.
Yes.
Anyway.
Hey, do you like my
him under the blanket, or what did I miss?
Yes, you did.
Did he jizz?
Not yet.
Ew.
That's a rather personal question.
Yes, it is.
I like how it's like going from two different shots, like five, 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 five. Also, do you like my t-shirt? I'm pretending to be Killer Croc in a DC film. He wore a t-shirt with a croc on it, right?
What is he fucking even talking about?
How his wife and daughter died.
I thought they died in the Under the Ice.
No. The ice is the astral plane where the souls go.
Oh, right. Okay. They died in a fire.
Yes.
And how long have they been dead for?
I think for about a few years now, I think.
Okay.
Maybe a year.
Okay.
Quick.
I don't like this movie.
Nick, if you're gonna have like some Jack Daniels, you give it to all of us right now.
Mm. Don't bother that.
Oh my gosh, the script of this movie is to complete nonsense.
She's not wrong. So she doesn't tell anybody what's going on? She's just being a bitch in that body?
Oh, yes.
Is it because Nicolas Cage was a shit husband, or she's pissed off and moved on? Yeah, maybe she's just terrible. Help me out here.
Well, I mean, I could tell you, but I don't want to give some things away.
Well, I don't really care. It's already a fucking disaster because my recording is stuffed up. We have to hope Batches stays on. Oh, God. It's not going well. It's not going well.
It's like...
Not going well.
Oh, it's all right. It's going well.
No, it's not. Everything is, it's a train wreck of a time.
Aw.
It is! Okay. Why does everything want to stuff me around?
Nick Cage is always that if he gets on that motorcycle, he'll turn back into Ghost Rider and out of this movie.
Yes.
That would be a better movie if he just turned into Ghost Rider and that was it.
Yes.
We just go on the adventures of Ghost Rider.
The adventures of Ghost Rider.
The Adventures of Ghost Rider, Raw Dog, and Single Moms.
Damn. We knew it was going to come to that.
Hopefully he doesn't give him that type of bird. Oh!
So we got to link this to Ghost Can't Do It somehow.
Well, we got, like, ghosts already, because we got souls in the afterlife, so we've got that. So that could be our main connection for
this. So all this time, Nick Cage's wife was beside Anthony Quinn in that spirit realm?
Yes.
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 Oh, so did you see Anthony Quinn in the afterlife? Was he cool? And it's my shirt now. Come and get it, big boy.
This is creepy, and I really don't like it. I really don't like it.
I do it because I love you guys.
I don't... Why are we watching this? Why does my computer insist on fucking up?
Yeah, it's probably needs an update, I suppose. I guess. Who knows?
I keep it updated. I don't know what the hell was going on.
Probably like an error. It is an error, but I mean...
it's doing what it did last time, and I just can't deal with it right now. Batch will just have to send me the files for editing later.
No problem.
And no one will be none the wiser because we've just revealed all the technical issues that goes into making this show, but you knew that already anyway.
Yes.
Because we don't edit shit.
That's what happens when I don't live where you guys live.
One day we'll all be in the same room and we'll record a podcast with the three of us in person.
We will. It's
gonna happen.
And the universe
will implode from the awesomeness.
It will. Oh, she's telling him now. I bet he'd like to spank it into her.
Batch, you need to put in that porno music in right now because that's the beginning of a porno right there. That dialogue.
Okay, give it.
Let's go. He's gonna find it first.
Didn't have it ready. Okay, give me the line again.
Let's go. You can't say that, or I'm gonna have to spank it into you. Actually, the music actually suits the scene.
It fits the scene.
It does. Huh?
Gotta keep that handy then.
Yeah, keep it on standby, Batch.
Because there's still 40 minutes to go in this movie.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm gonna survive, honestly. Okay. Are they not going to kill a kid to put the kid in the kid, right?
Not that I can remember, no.
It's 40 minutes. I think I need to refuel.
Yeah. I can't refuel inside, sadly.
Yes. Although, Marcy, you could probably do your famous, 5-minute break.
See? Come on, Freddy, let's go. You get to go wee-wee, bye. Yes,
yes. Oh, great. Now the show's going to get weird.
How can it get weirder from here? We'll make it weird.
How's it going, buddy? I'm here.
Hey, Craven, how's it going?
Hey, whose chicken is this? I'm going to eat this chicken here.
No, Craven, you know you're not supposed to be eating Batch's chicken. That's his chicken.
Fuck Batch.
He's told you. Aw. Oh. See, if you eat his chicken, you're not going to be able to get your solo podcast.
You know what's really funny? How I got my son to break Batch's back and he was out for like a month.
Yes. I like that you're still chewing away, Craven.
Son of a bitch, leave my chicken alone.
See, Craven just comes along and steals your chicken, Batch.
And then he leaves.
Exactly. Like, what the fuck is up with that? Get his own chicken.
He knows that she will not be named has already been here, and he doesn't want to take the chance. Their court papers are still in play, so...
Exactly. Exactly. Uh-oh, the wife's off.
You know what we got to play this episode? We got to play those songs that Lewis sent you.
Oh, that's right. So that is right.
We got to talk about this. So, hold on.
Oh, well. Oh, we got some more raw dogging going on here. This time between Nick Cage and the daughter.
Oh, hey now.
Whoa. More movie fair.
Oh, and the wife's coming home.
Yeah, the girlfriend, I should say. Oh, the girlfriend. See, this literally is...
I'm confused by this movie.
See, okay, so the wife's soul is inside the daughter.
Yes.
So, Franky Potente is the girlfriend.
Yeah.
He was still wearing his undies!
That's not how sex works, Nick.
We wanted to put on protection. That is not what you refer to. You don't just leave your undies on. And yes, that's Box Blogs, Nicolas Cage. That's why I went back to the truck stop earlier to go get that back. And it has his, like, wife's picture and everything in it. But literally, though, this is basically the plot of a porno. And...
I found something.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Lewis Lasser sent me the first cut of his new album that he's recording. Since we all know Herb and Craven have been in the studio. Lewis is our lawyer on the 2B Tuesday podcast.
Yes.
Should we play the song?
Yes, do it.
I think this is
play the song.
Yeah. I'm Lewis Lasser and all I need is
I'm just going to say it right now to Lewis, if he can hear me right now. Yes. That is number one with a bullet.
The ironic thing is Louise Lasser is nowhere on that song.
I know. She's nowhere near the song, but yet somehow it's a song written about her or by her.
I'm just impressed they got every kind of reference in the one bit.
Yes.
It covers all the bases. You got your phones?
Oh!
Oh, another one.
Yes! Oh! Actually, that shot we just saw then, that... Hey, babe, I'm just gonna spray with a hose. Hose you down. Not inconceivable.
Inappropriate, they're not, Nick.
They're not being subtle about this. And no wonder she's... Hose me down. See, Muncie's missing this. Hose me down, yeah. This rod rolls so much water all over me.
That take was for Nick.
Oh, hey, director, I'm ready for the shot. Oh, what do you mean you've been shooting already? That's weird. Nicolas Cage should be in bed with me right now.
I'm surprised they could afford a Marilyn Manson song on this.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, it was a dream.
Oh, it was a dream. Okay.
It was a dream sequence. Oh, my gosh, I just had a dream that Nicolas Cage was raw-dogging my daughter. He's a cage potato.
So yeah, like I think Louise has a case. She's got to sue Lewis. Cause...
She might. Oh, more.
Another booty there.
Oh, and that was Lydia Hurst back there. Well, the thing is, Lydia Hurst plays his wife, like his dead wife, in the past shot scene. So that's why if she appears in the movie, that's who she's playing. But you're probably right, though. I think Louise is probably going to sue Lewis Lasser because, like, that song is about her and it's supposed to be sung by her, but but it's definitely sung by probably that imitator we saw a few episodes back on the show.
Yes. Lewis hired an AI.
Exactly.
And that's dangerous because you don't want an AI to gain sentience and think it's Louise Lasser.
Well, that is true, because imagine if it like does like a Louise Lasser version of Skynet. Instead of like destroying the world, it's going to make everyone eat pumpkin pie and drink red wine and take rotary calls.
We got to pitch this to Tubi. Louise Lasser goes into like becomes sentient and her consciousness goes into the robots.
Yes. I love it.
You just an army, also about an army of like female robot Louise Lassers.
Yes. And the robots could be called Louise Lasers.
Oh.
Also, Batch, I have a feeling Marcy's not coming back.
No, I don't think Marcy's coming back.
I will not be surprised if she doesn't. If she does.
She doesn't have to. She's not recording anymore.
Well, that is true. She doesn't have to. So we can be as weird as we want on the show now.
This show's going to go off the rails even more now.
I might have to submit this episode for the awards next year. And it's going to be amazing. And it'll win. Hopefully, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. I am still recording. So it's
good. Well, thank goodness for that. Because this could easily be the last episode on the show. I mean, Franco, you're good, but you're not as good as your daughter, who has the soul of my wife inside her.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I'm giving all the booby fare in this scene.
Mm-hmm. What, you don't want me to choke you? That's kind of your thing.
I think that's what he's trying to do. I think he's going to try to choke her again so they can bring back the soul of the daughter as well. I don't know where they're going to put her soul. I guess somewhere, maybe? But it could go anywhere at this point. Oh!
Uh-oh, this is going to escalate quickly.
Yes. Uh-oh. I think they're going to... I think the wife-daughter wants to kill Frank and Potente.
Yes.
Are you going to cut up a lemon? Because I can do that for you.
Got a honeydew. We got a cantaloupe. We're going to make a little fruit salad.
Yummy, yummy. Just like the Wiggles.
Nicolas Cage covers the Wiggles.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Marcy's back.
Oh, I see her. She's coming back.
Yes, Marcy has come back. She didn't have to come back.
She didn't have to. I'm surprised. Glad she did. Oh, fuck, again.
Yes. Whoa.
Montage.
Double ew, montage.
Ew, why did I walk back into this?
It's double montage sex scenes. Oh. There's more. There's... There's more sex scenes from Nicolas Cage in this movie than there were in Xanderling.
What the fuck is this?
He's having sex with the daughter who's got the soul of his wife, but these scenes... Oh my gosh, I forgot this in this... Look at the book that he's reading.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Memories says, by Nicolas Cage? What? Does she know her daughter has the...
She's suspecting now. She's suspecting now.
All the sex with her daughter, she probably might have figured something was going on.
I caught my daughter and Nicolas Cage fucking each other a few times. I think there's something going on.
And he's reading memories by Nicolas Cage.
I know, right?
Oh, you also missed. We covered the possible lawsuit from Louise to Louis Lasser over his new song.
I'll have to listen back to it. I apologize. I was gone for a bit longer. I had to go to the bathroom. Freddie was just barking at the fence, would not come back inside. Then he decided he had to go to the toilet again. Everything is just a train wreck today, but that's how we roll on this show.
You really shouldn't smoke in your car.
I mean, it makes it stink, so.
Yes.
Yes, yes, it does.
It's the script to the movie.
He's reading it from. That's probably what the script was originally called. It wasn't called like Between Worlds. It was called Memories by Nicolas Cage.
Why is this still going? Are they fucking in all these places, or is he having memories of fucking his wife with her body? I don't know what's going on.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm actually.
I don't know.
Oh, it's Lydia Hurst.
Oh, there she... Oh, she's the wife. Okay.
Yeah, she's the wife in the flashbacks.
Okay.
They don't have a kid.
Why do I get the feeling this is what having sex with Nicolas Cage is like? He just randomly blurts out things like, you don't have a cat!
Pretty much.
Raw dogging!
Did only do with...
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Did all he do with his wife is just fuck her?
Yes.
Oh my Whoa. God. What?
He's got undies on. He's got those undies from Mandy.
I don't like this movie, Bede. Why are we watching it?
Because I'm a terrible, terrible Australian, Marcy.
Choke me.
So basically, sorry, go ahead, Marcy.
I was just going to say, I don't like this movie at all.
You're 0-2 this month. What's he supposed to do?
Well, that would be a good start.
No, I'm going to wear these undies for the rest of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's pants up, dance up party.
I can see Nicolas Cage's moose knuckles.
Ew. Jesus.
Kabong.
This has escalated quickly.
It has.
I don't like this movie at all.
No. I'm sorry, Marcy.
I don't like it. It's weird and unusual. I like it's weird and unusual, but this is just... No. I don't like it. Go away.
Don't worry.
The other thing you missed is that asshole Craven ate my chicken.
Oh no, what a dick.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
And also we played a track from Louis Lasser's upcoming album.
Oh, nice. Nice. Nice.
There's way too many people wearing undies in this scene.
I've seen more of Nicolas Cage than I ever dreamed I would have.
I support this scene.
Let's get high, everybody.
I mean, maybe Sean Penn and Robin Wright's kid would make better choices in movies, but apparently not.
I guess nepotism didn't work out for him in this one.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It did not. Oh my God, he's totally going to try and get a chick to put the wife's thing in. Or something. Is he? Mm. No. I don't know. Yeah. I'm fucking confused. Why is this a fucking movie?
Match, I think we're up between this movie and your movie last week. I think we've broken Marcy.
Unfortunately,
I am never recovering from this.
These are these zombies too!
I am so glad we have a Patreon picking the next fucking movie.
I'm sorry, Marcy.
No, you're not.
I do it out of love.
No, you don't.
Aw. Don't mind me as I take off my walk around in my undies while smoking weed.
He's living the dream.
He's living the dream.
I can go for fruit roll-up.
Definitely.
Can I borrow your bong?
May I borrow your bong?
Do you have a copy of Memories by Nicolas Cage around your house?
I need to go fuck him to it. Can you get that book and read it out on the show?
I think I read some kind of trivia about that book. Like, I need to find... Actually, you know what? I haven't done any trivia on this movie.
I was about to say... What the hell is going on?
Give me the gun! Oh!
Why is he killing him?
He shot it because he's Sean Penn and Robin Wright's son.
Yeah, but no, seriously, why is he dead? Why? What are they doing?
He's only a little dead, but he's okay.
It's still good. It's still good.
Just rub a little weed on it.
Throw a little weed on it.
Throw a little weed on it. Why did he come in and shoot him for?
All right,
just breathed!
I think they came to steal money.
Mm.
I wanted weed smoke to come out the bullet hole.
Mm.
Yes.
But he was still breathing. He's not dead.
The weed is keeping him alive.
I don't know what's happening. Why is this a movie?
It is a movie.
I don't like it.
Michael! Sorry, Mike!
Why does this guy look like Wish.com Zac Efron?
I was going to say, he looks like Wish.com Sebastian Stan.
A bit of both, I think.
He's Stan Efron.
Oh my god.
Frank and Potente said the most truest thing in this movie. None of this makes any sense.
No, it really doesn't. They should not have put that in the script, but here we are.
Yes.
So why did they need to steal money off those guys?
I have to look back on the...
What the fuck are they even doing?
They're at their old house.
No, I mean in general. What is their plan?
Who needs a plan?
Who needs a plan when you're Nick Cage?
Mandy, this is not.
Mandy, more like Nicolas Cage's Randy in this film.
Is that meant to be the daughter?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think the wife might be a psycho.
Yeah, think?
I think you might be right. I think you might be right, Barty.
I think she actually burnt the house down on purpose because she's just weird and shit.
Yes, she is. Yes, she did burn the house down. She's basically admitting it right now.
Because
Nicolas Cage was gone all the time as a trucker.
That's what happens when you're a trucker. You gotta go from, like, city to city, state to state. It takes time. It's a big country.
I suppose with a high sex drive as long as these two, like, even one day apart is like...
So the house got burned down, but they've just left it, and it looks only somewhat burned at parts?
I think it's only it was burning in one room. Like, they found the bodies in one room.
Oh, so she did a murder-suicide, basically.
Yes. I love you, Jack.
I really don't
know. Wait, where am I? What was going on? Man, I gotta work out.
I don't like this movie. I really don't like this movie. I'm sorry. It is fucking shit. And terrible, and I don't like it, and fuck off.
Well, like we've already said, Marcy, you could easily get back to both me and Bat somehow.
You have to choke me. What?
Wait, what?
Look, my next pick is pretty much predetermined, so I can't get you back soon.
Maybe for the one after that. You can play the long game, Marcy.
Play the long game.
My poll picks might...
that's right. It could be your poll picks, because, like, I could say I'm scared, but then again, I think Batch and I kind of deserve it.
Yeah, kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So whatever you pick for your poll picks, we're going to roll for the punches.
Mm-hmm. I don't get this at all. Thank God it's almost over.
It's like somebody watched a David Lynch film and did not get it.
David Lynch makes more sense than this shit.
According to trivia, this is Nick Cage's third film to be filmed in Mobile, Alabama, and the fourth time he has played a character named Joe.
Mm.
And he was also in a movie called Joe.
Called Joe.
Yes.
So any trivia that is interesting?
Well, I think I read somewhere, and I could be wrong, so please forgive me if I am, but it's not written down here in IMDb trivia that it was actually Nick Cage's idea to have him reading a book called Memories by Nicolas Cage.
No! That doesn't surprise me. You don't say.
At all. You don't say.
You don't say.
You don't say. Welcome to Cage Cast. We're all Nick Cage.
And I'm from the south.
We're raging for the Cajun right now.
I got a new character. And he goes by, first of all.
First of all. Wait a second, guys.
Yes.
Is this movie the sequel to Con Air?
No.
No.
Because think about it this way. Nick Cage is playing a character from the south.
Yes.
His character had a wife and daughter.
Yes.
He saves everybody by getting out of prison. He's proved an innocent man. What does he do when he gets out of prison? He goes works as a trucker. He and his wife have randy sex because they haven't seen each other in so long. Then the wife goes insane. Kills herself and the daughter. So this movie is secretly a stealth sequel to Con Air.
And it's It's also a stealth... Ghost can't do it. Follow up.
Yes.
For some reason.
Ghosts can do
it. Mm. Yes. Ghosts. We'll have to watch that movie next. Ghosts can do it.
No, we're not watching anything to do with ghosts fucking people anymore.
Ghosts have been banned from the podcast.
The ghost sex stops here.
But it's Ghost Sex Month on the Timmy Tuesday podcast.
No!
Do you see, Marcy, your pick, if it was your pick, and we were still continuing this trend, you could have picked To Love a Ghost by Full Mood, and that could have completed the trilogy.
I might still pick that, you know.
We never know what our theme months are until we're halfway through the theme month.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh my god, why are we watching this still?
Because we're seeing Nicolas Cage.
How is this not finished? See, even my computer decided to reject this movie and OBS fucked up.
Whoa.
Whoa, she got a big piece. Nicolas Cage doesn't really care.
I know, he's just drinking.
Wait, what?
I don't like this.
What happened? What's going on? Who are you? Where am I?
Why are you here?
I don't get it. This is weird. Wait, what? Oh, so the wife killed the daughter before she even burnt down the house.
Like I said, it's a murder-suicide bullshit going on.
I know.
Because she's so psycho, he's just going to let her put her daughter back in the right body, and then he's going to feel disgusting for having fucked his girlfriend's daughter.
Yes.
His body.
Yes.
Actually, is that movie, that Obsession movie that was really stupid, still on Tubi? Because actually, I probably should pick that.
Which one's that?
Was it called Shattered or something?
Oh, yeah. I think it still is. I'll have a look. I shall.
You know,
find
the one that randomly has John Malkovich in it for some fucking reason.
And it's somehow even more, just as if even more insane than this movie.
Oh,
it's
Cage,
not, but
Cage has lost it.
Yep, he's Cajun now.
I'm about to. Excuse me, everyone. I need to go off because I'm about to have a cage attack.
Jesus, oh. Did that even happen?
He's about to have a rage cage session.
And there's our 2B nominee for next year's awards, or this year's or whatever.
Can we also make a connection that since it is Lydia Hearst, her character is the sister of her character in Titanic 666?
It makes sense, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Oh, I love you, Jack in the Box. I would like some Jack in the Box right now, but I guess you'll do.
He wants to put his Jack in the box.
Ew. What he meant by Jack in the box, that's not what he was referring to.
Look, you gotta understand, you make me watch this shit, I'm gonna say stupid shit to go with it.
Well, I mean, that's
just the rules, man.
Holy shit, there's like four movies called Shattered on Tubi. And the one I'm looking for is not on here, I might have to look elsewhere.
Mm.
And I'm looking at Viya, our sponsor of the show, Surfshark.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the daughter's back in the body. I mean, like...
Who are you?
Franca Potente's body, I should say. I mean, Franca Potente's daughter.
Get it right, dickhead!
Stop yelling at me.
No! I will yell at you.
Mom, no! Sister, mother.
Oh, great, secret now lover. She's dead?
Yes.
He's crazy.
What is this song?
Leader of the pack, Nick Cage.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I am the leader of the pack.
He's going to burn himself up.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He is so anguished that he's literally going to about to set himself on fire.
So the only person who's actually going to be left alive is the daughter back in her own body, maybe.
Yes. No, she's back in her body, like Franca Potente's daughter's back in her body.
Franca Potente is totally dead now.
He's on fire and smoking at the same time.
This man is on fire.
Marvel said this is the only way I can get in the MCU.
He is Ghost Rider, so it makes sense. Dude, it's a stealth sequel to Ghost Rider.
This is how it begins.
So what? Who the fuck thought this movie was a good idea?
The director.
Yeah, the writer-director, apparently.
The writer-producer-director.
I'm gonna have words with her.
And yes, that Shattered movie, Marcy, is on American Tubi.
Yes. I love it.
You can unfortunately, there's no sexy ghosts in that movie.
We don't need sexy ghosts. We have Crazy Obsession. It's even better.
Does that cheese have ghost sex movie count as a sexy ghost movie?
Ooh, I don't know. Can it? I'm assuming, yes.
What movie are we talking about?
That one where Cheech Marin plays his character from Yellowbeard, the ghost, like
the
Spanish ghost.
That's right.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
What is going on?
Now we're having a flashback back to his childhood.
Where he kills his dad?
Yes. First of all, my son, Nicholas
Why
Gray,
are we having a fucking flashback to this for?
It's the last thing he sees before he dies.
Uh-huh. Jesus. Oh my god, why?
And then bag.
And this is the music?
Credits.
Yes, and there's the director right there.
Maria Puli La Palera, we're having words, honey. This is not a good movie. No. Alright, we are going to fuck watching the credits or anything like that. Even though there's apparently 7 minutes of them.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the show. If you ever want to listen to the 2B Tuesdays podcast again, hopefully next episode is less of a fucking train wreck than whatever this was. As usual, you can look up the 2B Tuesdays podcast on your podcast streaming platform of choice. You can give us a follow or subscribe. Make sure you catch all the episodes. We have a link tree, which if you type in link tr.ee/the2btuesdayspodcast, you can find all our links to our socials and where the podcast is. But generally, yeah, you can probably just look it up as well. So yeah, give the Super Network and all that a follow if you haven't done so already, as well as Pop4D and Webtales Spider-Man podcast for Batch. And yeah, my personal link tree is linktr.ee/supermarcy. And you can find my Twitter and, of course, the website supermarcy.com and my Twitch stuff, all that jazz is on there. Batch, what about you?
Find me every Tuesday on Webtales, the Spider-Man podcast, where we recap classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day, a part of the Pop4D network. Also, do us a little favor, subscribe to Pop4D on YouTube, because we are starting making video content and the Facebook group as well at Pop4D.
Excellent. And Bead.
Well, if people want to find me and also yell at me.
please do.
They can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/BeadJamine or my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/BeadJamine. Or you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com. And of course, you can follow my solo podcast, Bead vs. the Living Dead, on all podcast streaming services everywhere, and follow the official Twitter account at twitter.com/BeadVSTLD.
Excellent. And yes, we'll be back next week, hopefully, with a more functional podcast. It will be, I'm pretty sure, as far as scheduling goes, as of recording, it'll be our Patreon pick. So yeah, we'll be doing that. And until then, stay classy. We'll see you next Tuesday, everybody.
Hey everybody, bye.
I don't understand how it happened, but the universe given me a second chance.
I need your help with my daughter.
What are you doing here?
Without your help, my daughter would be gone now.
Try and get some rest.
I brought her back.
You brought someone back.
I missed you.
When you go to the other side, are there other people there?
His wife and his daughter, they died in a fire.
I missed you.
Thank you.
loves me. Don't you ever leave me alone again.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.